Hey, dumbheads, just a friendly warning before today's episode. Due to the content on this page of Heroes Unlimited, today's episode is almost entirely about violence toward animals. It's nothing too explicit, but if you have a special sensitivity, or you just don't want to be bummed out at the beginning of your day, that's fair enough. You can listen to this one later. Make yourself a cup of tea, listen to it in the right mindset. As an animal lover myself, a spineless vegetarian who can scarcely give my cats pills for fear of harming their precious necks and faces, I understand. I've got your back. That's it. Here's the show. Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page. Every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 318 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still in the magic section. We're still under the heading Magic Explained, getting some fundamentals about magic before we move on to the good stuff, before we get our list of spells. We've talked over the past couple of days about potential psychic energy and where you get it. Today, we get to a magical topic that I'm just delighted to bring you. You know how I love weird Palladium tables. This one has got to be in the running for top all-time Palladium tables. It appears under the innocuous heading of Animals and Magic. But what it actually is a big list of animals complete with hit points and potential psychic energy. Why, you ask, would you care how much potential psychic energy a house cat or a lizard, small has? I'll tell you why. It's because you might want to fucking blood sacrifice them to power your spells. As we discussed yesterday, there are lots of different ways that you can get the magical mojo that you need to cast spells. One of those ways is just to hang out with animals. That's pretty effective, as we discussed. Pretty much the most effective way to get magical energy turns out to be just to like kick back and chill with a lot of mice in your sanctum. But if you're on the go, and that's not evil enough for you, you can also kill animals. Their potential psychic energy doubles at the moment of death, and you can use it to power your wicked witchcraft. Or your selfish witchcraft. While principled and scrupulous characters will not sacrifice animals for magic, a selfish character might. So if you're unprincipled, then you might be willing to take out a house cat or two in the pursuit of the greater good, or personal gain. The two valid reasons to do horrible things per the unprincipled alignment. Now, most role-playing games would not go into too much detail about sacrificing animals. I think to the extent that it's included at all, it would just be a note that if you were a real jerk, in addition to being an asshole like all wizards are, you might kill a cat and cast a spell. Not so Heroes Unlimited. In Heroes Unlimited, we have to quantify. We need to know that a house cat, when killed, yields an average of 7.5 potential psychic energy, which means typically you'll yield 15 from killing that cat. This is why, outside of urban legends about what teenagers do on Halloween, people don't really sacrifice cats very much for magical power. What you'd rather sacrifice is a bigger animal, because in the author's opinion, bigger animals have more potential psychic energy. For example, if you can get your hands on an ape has an average of 14 potential psychic energy. You could get 28 PPE for killing an ape. Again, doesn't compare super favorably to chilling out and listening to music with your 100 pet mice for 15 seconds, which yields like 100 potential psychic energy. But let's say you happen to have an ape lying around. You happen to pick up an ape in your travels. You don't have time to find a buyer. An ape's a good sacrifice. So, okay, we know exactly how much magic you can wring out of the corpse of whatever hapless animal you have, from apes to small canines, to wild cats, to large wild cats, to horses, to two kinds of lizard, to mustelids, to mice, to rats, to fish, which, by the way, generically, fish, which, as we know from our coverage of the animal ability superpower, really does not do proper credit to the range of fish. I feel that if you were to do a blood sacrifice of a bluefin tuna, you deserve more than 1d4 PPE. This should be like some Highlander bullshit. There should be lightning crackling out of the sea when you behead a bluefin tuna, which, by the way, is the only practical way to kill a bluefin tuna. Never think you've killed a tuna just because you've shot it. It'll lie there for a while, but then it regenerates and it'll come and find you in your place and moment of weakness. So be safe. Always behead bluefin tuna. They can and would do the same to you. But yeah, we've got exact totals for how much magic you get for killing all of God's many creations on this earth. But what we also have in this table, and this is like subtly the dumbest thing on this page, is hit point totals. So here's the thing. You would think you maybe won't make a lot of use of these hit point totals in a blood sacrifice heavy campaign, and you're right. The rules go on to say, quote, an incapacitated animal prepared for sacrifice is helpless and an automatic kill. Now, the editor in me thinks, given that anytime you bind up and sacrifice an animal, you just kill it outright if you want to kill it, maybe it's not the best use of time and effort and space in this bloated book to list hit point totals for all these creatures, especially because they're expressed randomly. They're expressed as like a mustelid has 4d6 hit points. So this fails even as a quick reference. If you want to sacrifice a weasel, rules as written, you got to roll 4d6 to find out how many hit points that weasel has if for some reason you need to know. But more than that, the need for and use of these animal hit points that are on this table, that's really the dumbest thing on this page. First of all, the reason you need it is because without it, wizards are such fucking scrubs when it comes to physical combat that you could easily miss your spot. You know, you could take a bound ram to a solar eclipse and have it on your altar, and you got all your friends in robes and you're all circling around it. And then here comes, you know, the darkness is falling upon the face of the earth and the sun is blotted out, and you walk up to it with your ceremonial dagger and you strike it and you do 1d4 damage. And the ram looks at you as though to say, is that all you got? And you're just, guys, get in here. Everybody, grab your daggers. I see a big rock over there, lead pipe. Come on, everybody in. We're burning eclipse time here. And you could easily run out of eclipse before you can kill a big strapping ram with your puny little ceremonial daggers. So there's got to be a rule that it's an instant kill. So it's just kind of a shortcoming of the system that there's not really a good rule structure for how easy it is to kill somebody when they're all tied up and they're a ram and you have a knife. So it kind of needed to be added ad hoc. Much better than that, though, my favorite thing on this page is what this is actually good for. All wizards are assholes, but some wizards are evil assholes. And when you're playing an evil wizard, you want to do some evil wizard shit to show everybody how bad you are. Blood sacrifice of animals is a real good start, but maybe a little bit hard to set up in a gaming context. You know, blood sacrifices, as evil as they are, they're not really practical, like for tactical purposes. If you got a whole ritual space set up, you got your big magical circle or whatever, you got your robes, you got your ceremonial dagger, you're not really in the middle of a superhero fight. And if you were, you probably wouldn't have time to kill that ram after all, right? Nor should you bother. The amount of potential psychic energy gained, it's all right. But it's not worth trying to squeeze in a whole black mass for when you've got, you know, 8 garishly colored superheroes trying to beat the shit out of you at the same time. The good news is you don't have to. You don't have to fit a whole ritual into your melee actions during a superhero fight. You don't need a ritual at all. And that's why these hit point totals are relevant. The idea of a blood sacrifice conjures images of like the ritual space and the robes and the daggers and the altar and everything. But actually, if you read it, it's on the previous page. It says, quote, "The most terrible method of extracting PPE from a living creature is by killing it. This is where animal and human sacrifices come into play. For reasons unknown to scholars and mages alike, a living being's PPE doubles at the moment of death. An evil mage takes advantage of this by murdering his subject and absorbing all the victim's doubled PPE." No mention of robes there. No mention of an altar. You don't need to rent a space for this shit. You don't need any prep. You don't need any warning. If you're an evil wizard and you're running a little low on juice during a superhero fight, you can just like roll up on a random cat on the street and just smoke it for PPE right there. You probably wouldn't do a cat. Cats don't have much PPE. Dogs, though. A large dog, because remember, large dogs are inherently more magical than small dogs. Scholars believe that this is the secret of Air Bud. Large dogs have an average of 10.5 PPE, more than a person. So it is a very viable option. If you're an evil wizard and you're in like a running superhero fight, they're trying to take you down, you don't need to wave your hands and do all that woo-woo bullshit before you get to business. You can just, you know, throw your hand back, pull down the sleeve on your evil robes, and just fucking punch a dog and absorb that sweet magical energy to power your spells. That's some evil fucking wizardry. I mean, probably you're like trying to end the cosmos, right? Or like summon the apocalypse. And that's kind of abstract. Like, if I know that an evil wizard is trying to summon Cthulhu and reality will end and logic is failing us, all human knowledge is a lie, civilization will end, blah, 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 end of an age. Happens all the time in comic books. But you give me a supervillain who I'm fighting him and he's like, energy blast, magical web, run across the street, ball up a fist, punch a dog, I'm going to get that guy. You better believe I'm going to get that guy. And if you got an evil wizard using this tactic, now this table suddenly makes sense. If your MO is, I'm an evil wizard, I don't go in for all that pageantry. What I do, I got 2 good trusty fists, I know some decent magic, I go into any situation, this is OSP, Snake. I get eyes on the situation, I figure out what animals are in front of me, who's around, and then I go and I just start fucking punching out the local fauna, absorbing that magic. Then I need to know, like, cost benefit. Okay, if the heroes haven't spotted me yet, if I'm still undercover, then maybe I got time to punch out an ape. Takes a while, but you get that big jackpot at the end, that big payoff. Conversely, if I'm in the middle of a fight, I need something I know I can take down with one punch. I can't be spending turn after turn punching some orangutan trying to get the magic out of it. I need a quick payoff. So I'm looking for like a small lizard. 3 hit points, 3 potential psychic energy. Okay, it's a start. Birds, same. Can I, with one elbow drop, reliably take out a cat? Depends on my training, right? Depends on the situation. Part of being an evil wizard is knowing yourself. Can I bring down a cat in one punch? Or, okay, hopefully my audience is mostly people who find animal cruelty hilarious, because otherwise this episode is going to be a big flop. But another way to do this practically, now that I'm thinking it through, you could get small animals, like a hamster. You could tie up their little hands. I think that's the proper technical term. And then you could just drop them. You could just take them out of your pocket and drop them as you go, and then absorb that psychic energy, absorb that magic upon impact, and then power yourself as you run. There is a supervillain, believe it or not, who does this, named Hamsterfall, not for magical powers, for his own reasons. Anyway, I think that the fact that we've got this table, which clearly envisions not just sacrificing animals, but fucking tussling with animals, trying to beat the magic out of them, is in a way horrible, in a way really funny to me. Certainly the dumbest thing on this page. Just a terrible use of space. At the point when you're trying to like flip open the book, like, everybody remember, I've got a post-it note on page 315. If anybody wants to beat the shit out of a small lizard, that's the page that we consult to find out, number one, do you win? Can you beat the shit out of the small lizard? And then number two, when you do, what is your reward? How many fucking lizard points do you get to power your spells? That's some dumb shit. That is classic Palladium dumb shit, but a very evil thing for wizards to do. You got to give it that. Speaking of things that are in this game and shouldn't be, join me tomorrow for the opposite on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.